Hi, I'm Teresa Branscombe from the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS has two new online tools to help you with your taxes. And joining us to talk about the first one of them is Maria Cheeks.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Doing fine. And I'm glad you're here because you work with the IRS's Spanish website, right?
That's correct.
And you all have a new tool.
Yes, we do.
Where's My Refund in Spanish? Tell me about that.
Where's My Refund in Spanish is our latest interactive tool for taxpayers who don't speak English or speak English not well. It allows them to check on the status of their refund and learn exactly what day they'll receive it.
And where can you find this online tool?
You can find it in the same location you find Where's My Refund in English. You can find it by clicking on www.irs.gov/español or the English www.irs.gov and clicking on the Espanol link.
Does it work the same way as the English version?
It does. You need to have three key pieces of information, which is your social security number, your filing status, and the exact amount of your refund. You plug those three pieces of information in, and in seconds you know exactly when you'll receive your refund.
Very well. Well, thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now for the second online tool, we have Carol Barnett. Carol is an expert in the new interactive publication 17 entitled Your Federal Income Tax. What is this document?
Pretty much everything you need to know about filing your federal income taxes for individuals. It's an excellent reference book about what's new with your taxes each year and also contains lots of details and examples that explain your individual income taxes to you. For example, determining your filing status, who can you claim as a dependent, what tax credits you're entitled to, like the very popular child tax credit.
How does this interactive tool work?
Well, now it's going to be easier to navigate online. It contains over 800 links, and you no longer have to manually search for a different part of the publication. Instead, you can click on a link and go right there. And there are also over 50 links to important websites, including IRS.gov, such as the Social Security Administration's website, the General Services Administration's website if you're looking for per diem rates, and the Treasury Direct website if you're looking for information about your savings bonds. And also, there's a cover page when you select Pub 17, which contains simple instructions.
All right, and what's the benefit of having it interactive?
Well, for example, a paragraph may end with See Chapter 26. Before, you had to scroll or do a text search to find Chapter 26. Now, you can just click on Chapter 26 and instantly go there. You can easily go back to where you were by just simply hitting the Alt key and the back arrow key.
I understand you've made this also accessible to people with disabilities.
That's right. Those folks that are blind or sight impaired can use a software JAWS reader, which they'll be able to use to read the HTML version. And the links will also work as well that will navigate them through the publication.
All right, Carol. Well, thank you so much for this information.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for joining us. I'm Teresa Branscombe. Be sure to check out these new online tools on the IRS's official website, www.irs.gov.